But there are some other items to be on the agenda.
I'd like to add under new business a petition for a new standard to be on us.
All right, so are there any objections to adding UFS? Okay. So that's approved, that's added?
Yeah.
Hi, Laura Silverman, academic advisor. I would like to make an amendment under special motions to recognize Professor Ken Ward and his many years of service to the Senate.
Any objections? All right, so it's added.
Hi, Amy Delahanty from the Art Department. I'd like to make a motion for an amendment to new business to discuss the spring semester cancellation.
Any objections? All right, so it's added to new business, okay? All right, so are there any further amendments to the agenda? All right, I move to approve the amended agenda. Any objections? All right, it's approved. Now I'd like to move on to approve the minutes of the November 13th meeting. Any objections? All right, the minutes are approved. Now we're on announcements. Are there any announcements or motions to be put forth?
No.
Announcements, okay. No, so we're going to move to special motions.
Laura Silverman, academic advising. Whereas it is the duty of the Academic Senate to recognize one who has given years of service as a member of the Senate. Professor Ken Ward has served the Queens College Senate for an admirable 45 years, first as an alternate delegate for computer science in 1980, and then as a delegate in 1987. And whereas extraordinary service must be distinguished when members undertake Senate committee leadership roles and fill those critical roles for a significant duration. Notably, Ken was elected to the Undergrad Curriculum Committee in September 1994 and has served as holder of the chair of the UCC from October 1994 to present for an admirable 31 years total. And whereas Professor Ken Ward of the Computer Science Department will retire from Queens College at the end of fall 2025, and today marks his final meeting with the Academic Senate. And whereas Ken's tenure as chair of the UCC was marked by strong leadership, high standards, and open communication with a community of colleagues and friends who will miss his passion and strong commitment to serving Queens College. And therefore, be it resolved that the Academic Senate of Queens College and the membership of the Undergrad Curriculum Committee extend their most sincere gratitude and acknowledgement to Ken Ward for his many years of dedication, and extend warm wishes for good health and success in all of his future endeavors, and be it resolved further resolved that the Senate rise and express its appreciation with a round of applause.
For the last time,
chair of the Undergraduate Curriculum Committee, and I move the minutes November 13th and ask the unanimous consent.
Any objections? All right, given there are no objections, I move for unanimous consent. It's adopted. All right, graduate.
David Lotti, biology and chair of the GCC. I move to unanimous consent to approve the minutes dated October 8th and also November 12th minutes, which you received on Monday.
Any objections? All right, so we. And you wanted to mention.
Okay, yes. I'd also like to mention that we have lost actually we're losing three members of the GCC this term. One student member and a member from M&S, that's me, also the chair. And then, obviously, I'm going on sabbatical next year, and also a member from the Arts and Humanities. So if you are in Arts and Humanities or M&S and you have some experience with graduate programs, please let me know. You have to apply to the nominating committee. And if you've been on the GCC before at any point, let me know if you'd be willing to rejoin and become chair, because no current members are willing or able to serve as chair. Thanks.
Thank you, and now it's the nominating committee.
Tina Salado, psychology and chair of the nominating committee. I move to approve the report of the nominating committee dated December 11, 2025.
Are there any objections? All right, so approved. Old business, there's nothing. So now we're in new business. The petition, right? Okay.
Resistant on anthropology, I move to elect Emily Drabinski as Queen's College representative to the University of Queensland.
Any objections? All right, we accept this by, I move to accept this by acclamation. It's the art department.
In the fourth of the department, our department. The art department faculty are receiving mixed messages about post cancellations and enrollment memos from the provost dean and department chair. We wanted to know the department's opposition to the decision for premature cuts to the spring semester courses before they have a reasonable chance to fill. We have transfer students who typically register late simply because they have not yet finished their current terms and therefore are not yet able to register at Queen's College. Our MFA and MA students also have historically registered on a later timetable. The premature cancellation of sections and courses creates a domino effect of countless systemic problems that hurt, not help enrollment. Not only would this disrupt the track of study for our current students, but it removes the possibility entirely of enrollment for parents and students. The provost has been extremely vocal about her support for transfer students, and we want to align that initiative. We will remind the Academic Senate that the provost herself stated publicly at our last meeting on November 13th that the 85% enrollment is not a definitive mandate from CUNY Central, and the department chairs have discretion to decide what is best for their programs. I'm referencing our last meeting's recording at 44 minutes and 30 seconds to 47 minutes and 50 seconds to be reminded of the provost's response to us. At 46 minutes and 37 seconds, she states it's fine to run a smaller section. We want to work collaboratively with the administration to problem solve the budget crisis. However, we cannot effectively execute that without transparency and consistent messaging. The bottom line is that cutting courses too early is a decision that will hurt our department, and we imagine we are not alone. It is a disservice to our students and will further hurt enrollment and retention. If this resonates with other departments, we're calling for unanimous consent to demand the necessary transparency and clear guidelines for academic leadership and a delay in the decision to make these cuts. Thank you.